USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Officials say North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles off its east coast. It's estimated both were fired early Monday local time and fell into the Sea of Japan, according to Japan's defense ministry. North Korea did acknowledge the incident as a, quote, super large multiple rocket launcher exercise, which is a means of tactical nuclear attack, according to CNN. Classes will resume on Monday at Michigan State University, where a gunman opened fire last week, killing three students and wounding five others. The university's senior VP for Student Life and Engagement, Vinnie Gore, discusses moving forward.
This is a long walk to healing, recovery, and resilience. And we all do this at different paces.
Funerals were held over the weekend for two of the three victims. A service for the third student will take place in the coming days. A suspect is reportedly in custody in the shooting death of a Temple University police officer.
The officer was shot while trying to stop a carjacking near the school's campus in North Philadelphia. Temple Chief of Police Dr. Jennifer Griffith says this marks the first time a school officer has been killed in the line of duty. According to local media, a suspect's been taken into custody. I'm Dave Collins.
And we can update that story. Philadelphia authorities say an 18-year-old male has been arrested in the shooting death of the Temple University police officer. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown says residents should be concerned after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine. The Democratic lawmaker on CNN State of the Union said people have a right to be skeptical despite government reassurances that the air and water are safe.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that but when you return to your home, we think the water is safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own well.
Brown said Congress is partly to blame for failing to regulate rail systems. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A substation fire that caused major power outages in California's Bay Area is out. Officials in Oakland say about 50,000 customers were impacted by the blackout on Sunday after a transformer exploded. Want to get verified on Facebook or Instagram? Well, it's going to cost you.
Meta, the parent company of social media platforms Facebook and Instagram, is launching a new monthly subscription service called Meta Verified. It will let users verify their accounts using a government-issued ID to get a blue badge. Meta says it's aimed at helping small creators build and grow their online communities. The bundle for both Facebook and Instagram verification will cost $11.99 on the web and $14.99 on iOS and Android devices. Meta, following other social media platforms like Twitter, Snapchat, and Telegram, which have launched pay services as a new revenue stream. The service will first be launched in Australia and New Zealand. I'm John Schaefer.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. ended a lengthy winless streak and took home the checkered flag at the longest Daytona 500 in NASCAR history. The number 47 car raced an extra 12 laps to do it due to several cautions down the stretch, which forced double overtime. At the movies, a winning weekend for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania's debut. It scored $110 million in U.S. and Canada theaters, Variety reported. And globally, even better than that, as the Disney movie has now tallied $225 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.